you know there's more to this world than what you're told. Paranormal phenomenon, supernatural forces, government conspiracies, alien visitors. Step out of the world you see, open up your mind, and get ready for another round of strange at the Supernatural Radio Show with Corrine DeWinter and Nino Del Padre. Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. Listen up, world. Here's Corrine and Nino.
Actually, it's me, Corrine, and our co-host this evening, Karen Kay. Karen, are you there?
I'm here.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Fabulous.
Good. So we decided to have this show kind of at the last minute because I think it's necessary for people to learn about the purple plates, a little bit more about the plates, and also because we like to promote Karen's upcoming, what do you call it, Karen?
My appearance?
Yeah.
Sounds more supernatural that way.
Well, Karen will be miraculously appearing on the Queen Mary. And it's a show put on by Wishali, great author and really spiritual purple lady herself. And Karen, can you tell us a little bit about that and when exactly it is in California?
Well, it's a three-day event on the Queen Mary, which is a ship that is moored. It's not like at sea. It's not going to sea. It's not, you know, you don't have to worry about getting seasick. So
right.
It's a three-day event called It's the Alive and Healthy Conference, and it's Heal What Ails You. And Wishali has put together all these wonderful healers and Ayurvedic practitioners and psychics and people like Robert Scott Bell, who has a daily radio show about everything that's happening with not only the medical profession, but he has that take of what's really going on. Just a lot of people in the 3 days. And the great thing is that there will be an opportunity every day for interaction with these people. So you can ask an Ayurvedic practitioner, like, what your needs might be. I mean, they might be able just to give you a rough idea, but you can get personal attention is what I'm trying to say. I don't know, I'm really excited. I'm going to be selling purple plates and purple plate jewelry and purple plate pet collars and purple plate, anything that has to do with purple plates. I'm going to be there selling them all 3 days. So
right.
Come on down.
Come on down. Now, this is on the Queen Mary, and the dates are March 22nd?
Which is a Friday, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Okay. So anyone listening within the driving distance or flying distance, it's actually worth flying to this conference. It will be on the Queen Mary.
Long Beach, California.
Right. And it's a fantastic experience just to go on to the Queen Mary to begin with, but that in conjunction with all the other fantastic people that are going to be appearing there. And also, you can check out the plates for yourselves if you've never seen them, never tested them out. And that's, you know, Karen, as we spoke about before, we thought that tonight would be a good time to do some giveaways for the purple energy bracelets tonight. So
fantastic. That's a great opportunity.
It is. It really is. And so here's the deal, you guys. If you would like a purple energy bracelet, please go to supernaturalradioshow.com, fill in your name and address and your request. And also, if you would, please like us on Facebook. I think there's a link on there to like us. Or you could go to purpleplates.com and send your name and address, info@purpleplates.com. And just make your request. We only ask that you put in the secret code word of Tesla. That'll be the secret code word to get your free energy bracelet. Okay, so Karen lives in California herself, and she actually knew the inventor, the inventor who invented the purple energy plates. Ralph Bergstresser. Karen was very friendly with him, spent time at his home. I guess he had many get-togethers back in the 70s, even though Karen's only 30 herself. But
come on, I just turned 31. We can tell.
Right. But she's got really, really amazing stories about Ralph, and he was an incredible inventor and scientists. So just, you know, Ralph Bergstresser, he's a legend now in my eyes. Karen, tell us just a little bit about what it was like to hang out with Ralph.
Well, I think I knew him before he knew Linda Goodman. Do you want to talk about how purple plates are mentioned in her book?
Yeah, actually, if you guys know who Linda Goodman is, the astrologer, she's very well known. She has a book called Star Signs, fantastic book, and it has a chapter on the purple energy plates. So she told Ralph, she had used the plates herself for many years, and told Ralph in her next book, which was to be Star Signs, she would mention the plates, and that's exactly what she did. So, Karen, you know, you knew Ralph before that book, obviously before that book came out. It came out in the 90s.
Her bestseller, Sun Signs, had come out, and it was hugely popular then. And Star Signs, I believe, was her second book, which had the purple plate chapter in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of people, I was in fact turned on to the plates from reading Linda Goodman's book.
Hmm.
I had been a huge Linda Goodman fan. You know, I carried that love signs around with me everywhere, you know.
Did it help?
Yeah, I guess it helped, but I'll tell you what helped more, purple energy plates. But so tell us a little bit about hanging out with Ralph back then.
Well, Ralph was completely unpredictable, and he liked it that way. But what was predictable is that anybody who had the latest and greatest interesting supernatural UFO sighting, any kind of esoteric information who came into town would somehow end up at his house and give a little talk at these weekly get-togethers that Ralph had, which were very informal and just a bunch of people hanging out talking about, you know, all these things that were, they were popular then. They were starting to get, you know, popular as far as being hip and groovy and being psychic, and, you know, the Beatles and the Maharaja brought all, you know, all that to the surface about meditation and, you know, the invisible world, as the Hindus like to call it. But it was so exciting for me because aside from, you know, a lot of popular books that were being published that sounded kind of weird, a lot of them, I didn't know any real people who talked about these things. You know, I'd met a couple of psychics, and they were good or not so good, but and had followings, but it was very, you know, it was very specific and kind of odd, and I was trying to live in the real world at the same time. And that's what was great about Ralph, is he smoked, he drank coffee, he ate meat, and yet he had this complete otherworldly awareness.
Right, right. Well, you know, I've often said, I hear reports of Ralph from other people, and he certainly sounds like I would have loved to have met him. And but I am honored to carry on the tradition of the purple energy plates. And yeah, we, you know, like you were saying, at the time that this was happening, you know, you see so much about the paranormal and supernatural nowadays. But back then, it was like you had to scrounge for books about it, you know?
There was no internet.
There was no internet, and there was hardly any. There were books about the supernatural, but you really, you know, few and far between, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like inundated. But I think it's really cool that you knew him and that you're actually going to be at the convention on the Queen Mary. So that's really neat, you know?
I feel really good about it. It's very full circle. I know I've said this before, but it's a very full circle kind of feeling for me. It feels very right.
Right, right. So I'm trying to think, you know, dealing with the purple plates, I hear lots of testimonials. Every single week I hear a new amazing testimonial from a customer. And I just, like I always say to people, don't let me talk you into getting one. Just try them out yourself. We offer the money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, you don't see results, you don't feel the energy, whatever, we will gladly refund you. But in all the time that this company's been in business, we've only had to, I think, refund a couple orders, and that's thousands of orders. So the plates really speak for themselves. When they say expect a miracle, that's exactly what it means. Expect a miracle, because they are miraculous. You know, Karen, I use them for everything. Like I use them under my food, under my water, under my mattress, under my computer. I carry one around in my pocket. I carry one in my purse. Countless really ways to use the energy plates. In which ways do you use them?
Well, I wear a purple bracelet on each wrist because I figured I'll give my body equal opportunity purple.
Right.
The energy, you know, just I would probably, you know, wear it everywhere, but it would get a little, you know, cumbersome, I think. But my recent experience with the purple plate is Corrine was lovely enough to send me flowers on my birthday recently, and I put a purple plate under them because they were so beautiful, and I finally threw them out 2 weeks later. I finally, you know, they just lasted and lasted and lasted. I had to change the water because the water would sort of, you know, get a little bad, and then I changed the water, but the flowers kept alive, so... There is a perfect example.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people say that. And also the fresh meats that they put on the plates last a lot longer. It actually clears the radiation that is in our food now, unfortunately, in our food. And it brings it back to a living state, what they call. And actually, that's what living water is water that has been placed on a purple plate for about an hour. A gallon of water stays overnight on a large plate. We have a caller, and it might be our actual other co-host, so let me answer this. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Breaking up a little bit, but not bad.
Do you want me to turn my radio? Am I supposed to turn my radio down?
Yeah, turn your radio down. That would be a good idea.
Hold on. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, hold on. That was the wrong way. No, I have a purple plate myself, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about the experience that I've had since I've acquired it. I find it very useful for just about anything in the creative sense, whether it's designing a postcard or actually my daily routines of just having to live with, everyday problems seems to kind of improve my life dramatically, I'd say, for the purple plate. I never leave home without one. I have a small one, but I do have a large one, as you might know. It's a 12 by 12, I think. They sell them that big.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one that's really useful. I sit on it all day because I think that is probably the best way to absorb the power, up through your body, I guess, so to speak,
Definitely.
And I haven't tried anything regarding a bracelet, but I find that the portable one that fits in your pocket nicely works well when you're out about, but the big plate is really powerful and very, very effective in treating any type of depression or any type of creative blocks I might have in my work, for instance.
Mm-hmm. And have you slept on the large plate? Because I hear amazing things about people that sleep on the large plate.
I haven't tried sleeping on it. I have had it in my room before with the air ionizer, I think it's called, from the Sharper Image thing.
Yeah.
And that's produced some interesting results. I think someone else had told you that as well. It's kind of amazing.
They claim went into another dimension, but another dimension was created within the room.
Right, right. I would say something very similar happened to me when I tried it. Of course, I was on PCP at the time, but that could have something to do with it. I'm not sure. Of course, I'm kidding. But no, they are wonderful. They are wonderful objects, and they are the real deal to behold. Something you really have to experience yourself to believe, because, of course, it sounds hokey to a lot of people, and if it wasn't, I didn't have an opportunity to try one myself at no cost, I might not have, and I'm glad I did, of course, and now I'm an avid user of them, as you might hear a lot of your fans or clients telling you that they have been changed by it in a positive manner in some sort or another.
Definitely. I mean, we hear everything from it saved lives, although we cannot make any medical claims, obviously, but it has saved lives, it has changed attitudes, and like you said, depression. People in emergency rooms that work in emergency rooms use them to negate the, energies there. And lots of healers, mediums, psychics, Reiki people, they use the plates in their business. And we have a lot of traditional doctors as well, Western doctors, that use the plates too. So it is really incredible. I'm glad that you had a chance to experience it and that you are experiencing it yourself.
You mentioned something about food, and I noticed that it also helps with constipation, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. If you put the plate underneath your dinner, at least, it seems to help keeping your system regular, so to speak.
Trying that one.
That might be because the food becomes more easily assimilated in your body, because it is cleared of the junk that's in, naturally in the food that we get from a supermarket.
It's easier to digest, so to speak.
Yes.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah, that's probably exactly what it is, because I've noticed that, and it's really, really remarkable how many certain purposes it can serve as one plate. I mean, people think I'm nuts because I carry it around with me a lot, but the joke's on them, because you know, I'm laughing all the way to the bathroom.
Right.
To the bank, of course. So, but I love your show. I missed last week's show, but I heard it was phenomenal, and I just wanted to let you know that you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
And I like the format, and hope you guys continue to do well here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, and thanks for calling in to pitch in your testimonial for us, you know. And also,
anytime, let me know where I could get my free stuff now. I'll
I'll put you on hold. I've been saying that you can get your free energy bracelet by writing to going to supernaturalradioshow.com. Putting your name and address in our submission form, and the secret code word is Tesla. If you put Tesla in there, you will get a free energy bracelet. Now, this is, you know, they run anywhere from $20 to $60. The purple ones are very affordable. Anyone, you know, most people could afford one. We don't charge crazy prices for stuff, but do that, or go to purpleplates.com and send us an email from there, info@purpleplates.com, and also put in Tesla and that you are requesting a free energy bracelet, and we will set you up. And that caller was quite amusing, huh, Karen?
Yeah. I was just thinking with the bracelets that I bet people with, you know, arthritis in their hands or wrists, I bet it would help that. I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of guessing.
No, a lot of people with carpal tunnel and things like that do use the plates, you know. Yeah.
And I know Waishali has one of the discs that she keeps. It's glued to her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it negates all those, you know, all the bad rays.
Right. I also have one attached to my cell phone, and of course I use a large plate under the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're just amazing. And, you know, it is Tesla technology. Ralph came, you know, Ralph was heavily influenced by Tesla. And actually he had the idea, or got the idea from the plates, from something that Tesla had said about free energy, and that was the that is the basis of what these products are, is free energy. So it's pretty cool that we have these at our disposal now. I mean, they've been being made since I think 1974 or 75. And
right, yeah, because he gave me some of the original plates back then. Which I wish I still had, but, you know, over the years.
Right. But people say they still work after that many years. I have customers that bought plates 30 years ago, and they still use them effectively.
Hmm.
So it's very, you know, once the energy is put in there, it is indefinite as far as we can see. So it's a really cool thing, you know. I'm really excited to be part of it, and and I'm excited that you're part of it too. And again, Karen will be on the Queen Mary at the Alive and Well conference. Alive and Well, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was like, is that right? Alive and Well.
If you want more information on it, you can go to purple.com/events.
Okay.
So www.purple.com/events. And that has the whole schedule.
Okay, yeah, and there's some pretty neat people that are going to be there, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I know, that's going to be fantastic. Like you said,
I've talked to some of these people, but I've never met them in person, so it'll be really fun.
Definitely. Definitely. I wish I could be there myself, but it'll be just as good with you there. So you can.
You'll just have to astral project.
That's right. I have to learn that little trick. I haven't learned that yet, but.
Some remote viewing.
Yeah, but the remote viewing is one thing. Remote feeling is another.
true.
But anyways, yeah, so we appreciate you, offering to help us out in this case and be at the Queen Mary on March 22nd and to do this event, which is a very, very special event. So everyone check that out, Alive and Well Conference on the Queen Mary, March 22nd until the 25th, I believe.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 22, 23, 24, I believe.
Okay. So three days on the Queen Mary.
3 days.
Sounds good. And also, other news about the purple plates and the new, actually relatively new purple energy bracelets. We've actually sold out of them a number of times, but the company decided today, like I said, to give away some of the products. And so that's what we are here to do tonight. So we hope that you guys take advantage of that because you won't be sorry. And in fact, if this goes well and we get a good, healthy response, we are going to start doing discounts or gift certificates as well. So instead of, for instance, it might be that you spend $40 and you get a free energy bracelet along with that or something like that. But so we're just trying to get the word out. So we appreciate anyone calling in. If you guys want to call in, the number is 818-369-0327. And we welcome your feedback. So, Karen, what else do you have to say about what's going on with the conference or anything like that?
Well, it just came to mind that I wanted to make sure people understand that purple is the new black. So it goes with everything. You don't have to worry about having purple bracelets that don't match because purple is the universal neutral color.
Well, it seems to be now. I mean, especially everyone's getting on board with Saint Germain. And actually, that's why Ralph chose the color purple, was because of Saint Germain. And I heard, I don't know if you saw this at his house, but I heard he had lots of photos or pictures of Saint Germain up in his house. I don't know if you saw any of that.
I don't remember, but, there was so much going on there. It was hard to see everything.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say his kitchen was his laboratory. He didn't cook. He had a coffee maker, but the rest of it was used for inventing things.
Right. It sounds like my kitchen.
I do the same thing, except I call it food sometimes, even though it doesn't always come out that way, but,
Right. No, I have all these little science experiments all over the counters,
is that what you're calling it?
Yeah. Well, that's what my friends call it. They're like, what are you doing here, and what's this? But, I like to see how things grow and that kind of thing, what happens,
I study mold myself sometimes.
Unfortunately, I've studied it in my bathroom too many times. But
let's not go there.
No, and so, listeners, Karen, I don't think she'll mind me saying she's lost a dear friend quite recently, and I know that she's having a bit of a tough time, as we all would. And I just want to say that we're thinking about you, and we know it's just not an easy situation, especially when someone passes away out of nowhere. I mean, basically out of nowhere.
Basically, he went to sleep with no health problems and didn't wake up. 54
yeah.
years old. I mean, these things happen. These things happen. I keep saying, he completed his mission on planet Earth. So I know he's in a good place.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, you know, it's hard to come to terms, you know, us being still on Earth here and being human, it's just hard to understand or to come to terms with accepting that someone is suddenly gone out of nowhere. They're just gone. And it's just, I don't know. And I'm sure, like, you know, people or spirits or beings on the other side, they're like, oh, man, you have no idea what it is like here, and you wouldn't be sorry at all, you know. But it's hard as human beings right now to just grasp these things that happen, that they're just so puzzling. So, you know, I realize that you and your friends and all of his friends are probably going, and his family are going through a difficult time right now. So I appreciate you coming on to the show, even with that going on.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. And I could segue this all back to the Queen Mary, because seriously, a couple of the people, Linda Allen, who is a psychic who talks to people on the other side, and Dr. Mary Helen Hensley, who can read people from touching them, their past lives and everything. I'm looking forward to talking to them and seeing if maybe they have a message from him, you know, from the beyond.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
I think we have a caller here, so let's see what's going on. Area code 352, you're on the air.
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I was wondering if, I need healing. I don't know how or why. I know why, but I'm just having a hard time with my kid's father. He's been abusive for so long, and he's just negative energy. Just today, it brought me to tears because it upsets my kids. I don't know.
Right. Well, it sounds like you definitely are in need of some purple plates. No, seriously. Caller, did you hear my offer to send you an energy bracelet if you would just like send me your name and address?
Oh no, I didn't. I didn't know.
Yeah. All you have to do is go to supernaturalradioshow.com, and there it will say contact, and then you just put your name and address in the form and say that, you know, you're requesting the free energy bracelet.
Okay.
Now,
So
is it your husband still living with you guys, or what's going on with that?
No, he left us. He left us about like 2 months ago. And I told him if he wants to see the kids, he has to schedule, you know, to come see the kids. It doesn't work on his time, because what happened is when he comes throughout the week, it gets all discombobulated, you know, with the kids and stuff. And not only that, it's just like the way he disrespects me in front of the kids, and I just don't want to put up with it anymore.
What are you doing to get out of the situation? Can you ever get out of that situation?
I'm in the process of in a program to move. There's a program here that I can move, and they'll help me, and I just won't tell them where I live. But his problem is he's very, he feels that he can do whatever he wants, but if finds out that I'm even talking to someone, he would kill me. So he's just very negative energy.
Have you ever called the police has he ever attacked you? And he's called?
I
so
did.
That means they have it on record that he has. Okay. And then are you filing for divorce or?
We're not. We was never married. He.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. He. I told him that if he didn't schedule, then we would just be moving. He told me that he was going to try to take custody of the kids, which I don't think that can ever happen. So.
Well, you have to tell whoever's in charge of, you know, the situation with the children or whoever is in that community that is in charge that he is a danger to you as well as the children. And you need either a restraining order or something like that so he cannot come near you because you don't need that energy, obviously. You know, I mean, it's just not good for anybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
it sounds
like you know what you're doing, though, that you are on this waiting list and you will move, you know.
I'm just, like, ready to get it over with.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Well, you sound like a very strong woman. You sound like you have things under control, even though it might not seem like that, but it sounds like you have direction and strength.
Well, I try to be, but today I just broke down and cried because, like, my son had a math question on his paper, and he was like, I don't know this, and I was, like, figuring it out, and I couldn't figure it out. So I'm like, ask your dad. And he's like, oh, God, you guys don't know this? Or maybe you guys just don't read. You don't read and you don't comprehend. It's like basically calling us stupid because we didn't know.
Right, right. Yeah, but I mean, just.
And then I said, don't talk to me that way. And then he's like, I could talk to you however I want.
Well, did he know the answer?
Yeah, he did, but that still don't talk to me that way because some people don't know certain things. Mm-hmm. Some people don't comprehend certain things. That doesn't make me dumb. That doesn't make my son dumb. That just. I didn't know the answer.
He sounds like a bully.
Yeah. Definitely a bully. You don't have any big brothers or anything?
Yeah, the thing about that is I personally didn't want to do that because I know how my brother can get.
Right. Well.
It'll be a bigger mess than what it is. Yeah, because with my brother, if he has to come down here, it's not going to be a good thing.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's nice of you to try to protect a jerk. However, sometimes people need a message.
Amen.
That is true.
Yeah, definitely.
I just know my brother. I just know that the result of me calling him, I thought about it. I just know my brother, and I just don't want it to be. I don't care if he gets beat up or whatever, but I just don't want my brother to get in trouble over him because he's dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like, he has no sense he was born with, so. And that's the way he acts.
Right, right, right.
Talking about something that happened 4 years ago and saying I ruined his life, you know. And, you know, he was, you know, he did stuff 4 years ago too, but I'm not, I just, I don't know. I just don't have the time and energy to waste my energy on that. My energy is for my kids. It's not.
Right, which is exactly why things will work out in your favor. He, you know, a person who is selfish and mean, that attitude and that energy cannot sustain itself. Love is forever. Caring is forever. That nasty attitude and everything, it just can't last.
Amen.
Right.
So remember
and
that.
And it's important for you to continue to see the positive outcome, to see the way out, to not dwell on, oh, my God, what if, what if, what if. You know, you have to keep seeing yourself as the strong, protective mother who is making her way and making it safe for your kids' lives, and just continue on that path. Because as long as you can visualize it and move in that direction and keep on doing it, it's going to be there for you.
That's exactly what I think, too.
Okay.
So listen, will you listen to us, and will you will remember that in the end, everything will be okay. And now you've got this crap in front of you, but you're going to get through it. And, you know, God is on your side, okay?
Right, yes.
It's just you have to be on your side. You have to continue to give yourself all your positive energy, all the power, and not get caught up in, oh, my God, he said this, and he might do that. And, you know, just it's like he's, you know, he's got his own path, which is totally different from yours and something you don't want to be near. So just let him go on his own path and stay on yours.
Okay.
Okay.
What was the website again?
It's Supernatural Radio Show. That's all together. Actually, you know what? I'll type it in the chat. Are you in the chat? No, right?
No.
Okay. So it's Supernatural Radio Show, and that's all together. .com.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to the contact page and just give me your name and address and put in there that you'd like the free energy bracelet.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes,
all right. You got to be strong for all of us, okay?
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, let us know what happens. We'll be on again. We're actually going to be doing readings next time, so let us know what happens with the situation.
Okay. I'll add you so I can have a reading, too, as well.
Oh, good, good, good. All right, thank you, sweetheart. Listen, take care of yourself, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
DelPadre.com.
The website.
DelPadre.com.
Hey, check it out. Take your website to a whole new level.
DelPadre Visual Productions. Anything you can dream up, they'll make it.
What?
They're freaks.
Hey.
High impact. Flash website design. CD-ROM business cards. Come on, get your act together. And your website, DelPadre.com.
Visit PurplePlates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
And Karen, I'm really excited that we can offer our last caller a free product.
Yeah, sure she'll benefits.
Definitely. And that's what's so great about being in this position is to, you know, to be able to spread the positive energy that the plates are. And, you know, we've given to, oh, boy, we donated a bunch to Japan when the whole radiation incident happened. That was terrible. And I had a woman that I know there distribute the plates to a lot of people that couldn't afford them. So that was a fantastic opportunity.
Oh,
and
great.
Yeah, and we welcome anyone. Listen, you guys, if you simply cannot afford to purchase a Purple Plate product, let me know. Write to me at info@purpleplates.com, and I will help you in any way I can. And I truly mean that, because this is about love. This is about giving. This is about opening your heart and helping others and spreading the wonderful energy and healing and harmony that the Purple Plates are. You know, it's really hard to listen to, because so many people are going through so much right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's difficult to hear because, well, because it's just, it's painful. You know, it's painful for a lot of people right now. And, you know, I've spoken to so many people about this shift that's happening. Actually, I spoke to a woman the other day, and she said, you're going to see a lot of people passing away for no reason.
Mm.
Strangely enough, now, your friend passed away out of nowhere. I knew a gentleman that passed away. He was 46, I believe, passed away out of nowhere. I've known, you know, I've got to say, it's a good number of younger people that have passed away in the past.
I just got an email from my good friend who just found out that her sister's husband had a brain hemorrhage. He's on life support, and, you know, her younger sister, I think she's in her 50s, so he's probably in his 50s too, but he's on life support, and they're just waiting for the rest of the family to fly in to say goodbye.
Oh, wow.
Out of nowhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, this is bizarre.
It is. It's like being, you know, I mean, it's biblical. It's like this. It's got this strange biblical feeling to it that we're in the middle of the rapture, you know. And so what this woman's take on it was that the shift, because the frequency of the earth is changing, that the people that are passing away, it's just that their energy can't handle it, or their constitution can't handle the higher frequency. Now, I thought that was interesting. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I thought that was an interesting take on it. What do you think about that, Karen?
Well, it just, I'm not quite sure how to frame it, but that kind of makes it sound like they weren't strong enough. But, you know, I think it's a lot of things that we don't understand about people. When things are sped up, which it feels like this whole energy is sped up, I mean, maybe somebody that had a few more years to accomplish something did it very quickly.
Right.
You know? So they didn't have to, like, hang around. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe more people have to leave so more spirits can come in at a higher level. There's so many possibilities if you let yourself think about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I just that was one of the strangest takes on the shift that I had heard so far. But she did believe, you know, of course, that we are in a major shift and that things are changing. I think what I've seen more is that people that are angry are getting angrier. And And people that are, like, leaning more toward the light and healing and things like that, they're getting even more enlightened.
Like little miracles are happening more. It's like I keep seeing, you know, I'll think something and then I'll see something. It's exactly what I just thought of. I mean, that happens to me on occasion, but it seems like lately, it's daily.
Mm-hmm.
I get these little signs. You know, the type of things where you go, oh, must be a coincidence. Oh, I can't believe I just thought of that. Oh, you know, and then it starts adding up, and you go, huh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, they are becoming more and more every week, you know, and so strange. But, you know, we've got to take this time, you know, as we are in this time and space right now, and this is happening, this perhaps a great awakening is happening. We've really got to take advantage and let it take us. You know, I mean, don't just sit there and let it take you, but be proactive, be open. And, you know, I'm not one to meditate exactly, but whatever is going to make you feel more in tune with, you know, a silence that has much more meaning than any noise, that silence within you. To connect to that and know that you are here for a great purpose, and that purpose will come to you. Right now, you're probably living that purpose, but we all have to really reach out to one another during this time, and it's just so important, I think.
And the important thing to me, what you said, is to be open, just to be open to signs, to possibilities. You know, if you're on a track, a certain track where you expect a specific outcome and things don't seem to be going that way, and, you know, you feel like you're up against, you know, some kind of, if you're in some kind of battle or opposition, just see if you can give yourself the opportunity to just kind of take a deep breath and try to just let go of that for a minute and see, okay, what if it were different, you know, and let other things float in.
Right, right. I know, because we are naturally, as human beings, so blocked by society, by just
the
our
expectations,
that kind of thing. And so you're right, you know, just open up and welcome those, you know, those possibilities that are there.
Yeah.
So once again, I'm talking to Karen Kay. She actually has her own business. It's called The Clutter Angel. She is based in California, in Los Angeles, California. And if people want to get a hold of you, Karen, for, you know, I'd love to hire you to come here and clean out my house, okay? But if you were closer, I would. If people are in the Los Angeles area, how did they reach you for your services?
You can just go to theclutterangel.com and, you know, you can send me an email from there.
Okay.
And my phone number's on the site. I'm easily reached. Theclutterangel.com.
And who
doesn't?
Except no substitutes, indeed. And, you know, everybody needs a clutter angel, you know. I mean, let's be realistic here. I'll tell you what, if you live near me, you'd be spending a week here, I think.
Oh, I've done that for a lot of people, friends included.
Right, right, right. And once again, also, Karen will be on the Queen Mary for the Alive and Well conference put on by Wishali, and including many mediums, psychics, healers, and just a host of great personalities that you can mingle with and try out yourself or whatever, find what's the best method for you of healing and living your best life. And that'll be on the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California, March 22nd until the 24th. So anyone wants to find out more information, go to...
Down and meet me.
Yes, go down and meet the lovely Karen, and she is very lovely. And you'll, of course, when you meet her, you're going to want to take her out to dinner. So she's she's got a restaurant picked out for you.
And, you know, I'll have those purple plates. So if you're on the Queen Mary and you're part of this conference, I will give you a purple plate to walk around with for a few hours, and you can bring it back and tell me what you think. And if you want to buy it, you can try it before you buy it, essentially.
Which is perfect. I mean, you know, I wish that we could simultaneously be everywhere to have people try these out. But we're glad to be on the Queen Mary, and Karen will be there to greet you and, you know, let you try out the plates if you wish.
I'll
and
give you a nice jacket. Just kidding.
What? Okay, so we are at the end of the show, and I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and those of you that decided to take advantage of the free offer this evening, fantastic. And as I said, we will do this again in the future, but if you're hearing this broadcast after today, Thursday, March, what is today, the 12th?
Tuesday.
I'm sorry.
You're ahead of yourself.
I know.
You're ahead of your time, as usual.
I'm living in the future. If you're listening to this later, shoot me an email anyways, and we'll see what we can do for you in terms of the free energy product, the free energy product. Okay, and you guys have a great night, and we will speak with you soon.
Bye, everyone.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.
That was interesting.
Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
DelPadre.com. The website. DelPadre.com.
Hey, check it out. Take your website to a whole new level.
DelPadre Visual Productions. Anything you can dream up, they'll make it.
What?
They're freaks.
Hey.
High impact. Flash website design. CD-ROM business cards. Come on, get your act together. And your website. DelPadre.com.